It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big A Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today. Like 20 minutes, we're going to have more money for you, which is very exciting. By we, I mean Megan, because I'm going to be long gone.
That's right.
Yeah. But before we do that, we want to talk a little bit about this cruise we're giving away with Jay Leno.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes,
isn't that exciting?
Is.
And Justin, tell us again, the cruise it's a Carnival cruise, right?
Yes.
And it's for two people?
Yes.
And Jay Leno's going to be there?
Yes.
Okay, great. I guess we got all the details.
You got it all.
But do we know where we're cruising to, or is it?
I don't know that, no.
It doesn't matter. It's going to be fun no matter what. You got Jay Leno on the boat.
Yeah.
No. All right. Now, we've come up with something, how do we get into the whole dad joke thing? Does anyone remember?
I just know we were talking about how Jay Leno does jokes, so then we were like, oh, we should make them do jokes for.
Oh, I see, because he's an old comedian.
Because he's an old guy.
So we came up with this great contest. You go on our mobile app. You download it. It's 95.1 WAPE.
Right.
And then there's this open mic feature. Megan, explain to everyone how the open mic feature works.
Well, you press the button and you click it and then you record your own voice and then it's like a microphone and it's open.
Yeah, and it sends it right to our studio here.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So what we've been asking people to do is send in their open mic dad jokes.
Yes.
Right.
And I guess, Justin, are we picking like one of the best ones or something? Is that how it works?
Yeah, we'll just, when we decide, we think the one that made the most people laugh or the one that's the best, that's the winner.
All right, so here are some so far that have come in. So if you're thinking, oh, I can never win that. I don't know any good dad jokes. Here are the ones that have come in so far, and you can judge, you know, maybe you can come up with something better.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, let's get ready. This is Brittany.
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm from Middleburg. What does a three-legged dog say when he busts into the saloon? Where's the guy who shot my Paul? Get it, Paul? Dad, Paul.
Okay, now here's a rule.
What's up with that phone? It's underwater.
I don't know.
Some of the phones.
A guy I worked for long ago when I first started in radio told me something about humor. Mm-hmm. If you have to explain the joke, you've already lost.
Yeah, for sure. I agree with that.
Yeah, okay. All right, here's another one.
Hey, this is Derek from Southside. My joke is, what is Murphy's Law? Anything that can happen will happen. What is Cole's Law? Finally chopped cabbage mixed with mayonnaise.
Oh, my God.
That's a good one.
That was a good one. Coleslaw.
Yeah, I get it.
Coleslaw. Yeah. I like how he didn't explain it.
Yeah, no, he didn't. They get that. If you're explaining, you're losing.
Right.
That's what my boss used to say.
Right.
What did the horse say when it fell down? Help, I've fallen and I can't giddy up.
Anyone feel like you're just eating a crap load of Laffy Taffy?
What?
Because the joke's on the Laffy Taffy?
Oh,
no.
I was like, what?
Never mind. Wow. Okay, if you're explaining, you're losing.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, what?
I guess I lost that one.
This is Samantha from Orange Park. Why did the baby strawberry cry? Because his mama was in a jam.
Right, that's an old joke. I don't know.
That was a good one.
No, it's cute. Okay. But, I mean, I heard that one like before I was born. All right, one more real quick, and then you can send in your own.
Hey, you know my friend Mike doesn't have any arms? Knock, knock. Who's there? Not Mike.
That one, I'll give it to
Megan. Megan liked that one. That was good.
All right,
if you wanted more details, go to our website, WAP.com. You can download the Big 8 mobile app and send us your dad joke via open mic message. All right, so something funny happened here. Where, you know, sometimes we like to joke around a lot. And sometimes we forget that, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. Where we work in this little room, we're supposed to joke around and make fun of each other and talk about celebrities and yada, yada, yada.
Right.
But there's another whole, if you walk out of the studio, there's this whole other part of the building that's serious, office-y. They have like meetings. They wear ties. You know, clients are walking around, which is, you know, sometimes we'll be skateboarding through the halls drunk.
And you mean you.
Yeah, like the mayor's, you know, walking over.
Crashing into walls.
It's crazy.
Unicycle. Yeah.
So anyway, we joke and we forget that sometimes not everybody gets the joke.
Right.
For example, about a month or two ago, we were talking on the air about nicknames or something. Do you remember that, Megan?
Yes, I do remember.
And do you remember Justin let out that he used to have a nickname or a name that he used to go by in college? Do you remember what that was?
I remember exactly what it was.
Justin, refresh our memory. What was the name that you used to go by in college?
Okay, when I was DJ in college, I went by DJ Koozie.
DJ...
Right. Because I couldn't use my full name. Like, that was the rule.
Why couldn't you just use your first name? Like,
it's DJ Koozie
because
in the house. Dropping the beat. Let's hear it. Let's go. Everybody dance. Koozie, yo.
It's a great marketing thing, though. You could just have koozies and like.
Yeah, you could have koozies. Except you spell it with a C, not a K.
Yeah.
I also that's like feel like you can still have koozies without naming your having your name be.
That's true. Fun fact: like 5 years ago, we had koozies with my name on it, and it was just Mark.
Right.
It just said Team Mark.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway, but it's neither here nor there. Let's get back to DJ Koozie. So we thought we had a big laugh about it. We took some phone calls on the air. We called him DJ Koozie. And then I guess in the heat of it or whatever, I went on to the email and I sent an all staff email to everybody in the building because I thought it was hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
And I wrote, attention, from this moment forward, please only refer to Justin, our producer, as DJ Koozie.
Right.
And I sent it thinking everyone would get a good laugh.
It was. Like, some people responded. Everyone was laughing.
It was supposed to be like a funny joke.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So fast forward to yesterday.
So there's a few salespeople that I still walk by. Like when I'm leaving, I'll see them and they'll be like, DJ Koozie. Koozie. And I'm like,
yeah. All right. So fast forward to yesterday. We get an email with like this, you know, whenever there's a new thing, they want to have bios on all the on-air personalities. You know, here's Megan. She's single and has a dog and loves, you know, Ideal Image. Here's Mark. He's got a family and he's bald and he doesn't, you know, Smoothie King's his favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
And then, you know, here's Justin. But what happened was they remade these all for us. And when they sent it out, Justin says, meet DJ Koozie.
It's like a joke that just won't go away.
So I guess I have to take the blame for this. So they wrote this whole thing. DJ Koozie was born and raised in a suburb of Philadelphia. Just like Will Smith. Hey, West Philadelphia, born and raised. DJ Koozie. DJ Koozie's voice first hit the airwaves at Flagler's College. As the Big 8 Morning Mess producer, DJ Koozie works closely with Mark K and Megan. So now all the clients in all of the city are getting little flyers with Justin's face that says,
meet. Yeah, but you have to see the picture, too.
Like, can we put this on our Facebook page?
Well, that's actually a great photo of you, but it's just funny, like the font and everything that says DJ Koozie.
This is my favorite part. DJ Koozie strives to be outgoing and has a passion for social media, making jokes about trending topics and pizza.
And pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, pizza's good.
Hey, DJ Koozie, do me a favor. Throw a photo of that up on our Facebook page so everyone can enjoy it. Just like we have. So it's prom season, which is very exciting. Everyone loves the prom.
Yeah.
Everybody loves to get dressed up and put on their fancy gowns and their tuxedos and go out and dance, dance, dance.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, all right. There was an issue with the prom yesterday at Stanton or a couple days ago. But yesterday I saw it on Twitter. Did you see the story about the good girl dresses?
Yes, I did. It's very bizarre.
I get this was national news, man. People on Twitter went crazy with this, and I saw it everywhere. Yeah. But Stanton, which is the college prep school downtown, it's where all the smart kids go.
Mm-hmm.
They are having a prom, and I guess the faculty was concerned about some of the choices that the girls might make when they were, you know, it's kind of like similar to the leggings thing we were talking about yesterday. But what's appropriate for as a prom dress and what's not? So they found photos of different prom dresses.
Right, I see
and
that.
And they put them up on a bulletin board, and ones that were appropriate said, going to Stanton prom, and then there was a photo of like a dress where the midriff was showing and the slit was all the way up to the hoo-ha, and it says, no, you're not. And then there was another one that said, going to Stanton prom, and there was a shot of a back that was cut out like right above the crack, and it said, no, you're not. And then there was another one that seemed like an appropriate dress, and it said, going to Stanton prom, yes, you are. Good girl.
Ew.
And I guess
so gross.
People took offense to the use of the term good girl.
Yeah. It's like degrading, I feel like.
That's degrading?
It's offensive. Like, yeah, absolutely. Also, who posted these signs? The administration?
I mean, I assume.
Because I didn't know if it was like fellow classmates, which I thought would be really weird, or like dudes, which would be even worse.
No, I guarantee it was probably.
I bet you $1 million it was a man who posted this sign.
All right, let me see. Here, let me go. I didn't actually read the news story. I just looked at the photos. But let me read the news story. A flyer posted in the hallway at Stanton College Prep High School sparked outrage from the student body Monday night. The flyer reflected guidelines for female students attending the dance. On the flyer, photos with appropriate dresses stated, yes, you are, good girl.
Gross.
That's so Twitter gross. Immediately responded, but it doesn't say who posted them.
Yeah, that's why I was confused because I was, if it's like the administration or whoever posted it, I think it's insane and ridiculous and offensive. Like, you don't post. That's not how you give a dress code.
Right. Like, I could say, hey, here's an appropriate dress. Here's an inappropriate dress.
And you don't see them posting photos of dudes in banana hammocks saying, good boy. Yes, you are.
I think that would be, no, you're not, Megan.
Well,
the banana hammock.
That's what I meant.
In Megan's world, the banana hammock is good guy, good boy.
I'm just saying, why aren't they showing examples of what the dudes can wear?
Because dudes typically just wear tuxedos. Like, what's inappropriate about a tuxedo?
You never know, though. What if a guy wanted to get a little bit scandalous? And then he could. Because it didn't say good boy on a sign around the entire school.
That is true. 340-9595. We're putting a photo of this poster up. If anyone goes to Stanton, by the way, and you know about this, give us a buzz. We don't go to high school, nor are we allowed anywhere near them. But luckily we have some people online who can help us. Brenna, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You go to Stanton?
Yeah, I'm a senior there.
Are you super smart?
I think so.
Oh, good. Are you going to the prom?
Yes, I am.
All right. Did you see this poster that's been all over the Twitter with the good girl dress and the no, you're not dresses?
I did. I just wanted to shed like some more light on the story.
Yeah, please
yes,
do, because we're way in the dark.
It was actually posted like this week on Monday, and our prom is this Saturday. So
what?
I tried to announce a dress code for prom less than a week before. Everybody already has their dresses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I mean, personally, like, I paid hundreds of dollars for my dress. I know other people don't. So it's kind of just, like, rude and not fair to post that. But also the fact that our prom is supposed to be a multicultural celebration and we're supposed to wear traditional cultural attire.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cultures where traditional attire is two-piece or has some sort of backless element for women.
Yeah.
And so it was just very interesting to have, like, a school celebrate culture but then say we can't wear certain things.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
my God.
Who posted it, do you know? Was it the faculty?
We know that our principal apologized on behalf of the administration.
Right.
It wasn't like there was nothing done about the situation.
Okay, like, good.
At the end of the day on Monday, the posters were taken down after our SGA president said, like, these are very offensive to some women,
right,
and some men at this school. So they took them down, and our principal then apologize the next day for any sort of miscommunication. I mean, it's still wrong and it was still demeaning.
So they really never said exactly who did it, right? And I mean, unless he's...
No, they won't, come out and say
so
did.
Now, what about the dress code? Does it still stand? Like, are you going to get thrown out of the prom if you show up in a two-piece, like, you know, half-nudie dress?
Well, what's interesting is Duval County Public Schools the next day tweeted, this is completely inappropriate. Do not condone this behavior, and there is no dress code at prom.
Oh, cool.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay. You know what I would do if I were you? I would show up in like leggings and a scarf.
No shirt.
And like Chuck Taylor high tops or something.
It was just like interesting to have a school that, you know, expects us to behave like adults. We are constantly told that we are adults and we need to act like it.
But right.
Then, like, have something said like that, like, good girl. Like, it's just demeaning. Like, that's
so demeaning.
All right.
Oh,
well, Brenna, listen, thanks so much for calling. Do you like Stanton, by the way? Because, like, one of my kids wants to go.
I love that school. I don't want anybody to think that this is a bad school. This
right.
is a blip on the radar. It's
yeah.
a fabulous school. I've gone there for 4 years, and it was honestly an amazing experience. I don't want, like, this one thing to get in the way of what people think about Stanton.
No, yeah, right. absolutely not. Well, listen, enjoy your prom, and thanks for calling.
Yeah,
we appreciate
have fun.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yeah.
If she's so smart, why is she listening to this show?
She definitely has a better vocabulary than me, that's for sure.
I don't understand that at all. I'm like, you seem really intelligent. Isn't there, like, you know, some news or something you should be listening to?
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.